With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump promising more crackdowns after the ICE facility shooting in Dallas. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Reacting to the shooting in Dallas, the president said the deranged shooter wrote anti-ICE on his shell casings. This is despicable, he said on his social media site. The president called on Democrats to stop this rhetoric against ICE and America's law enforcement. And the president promised more crackdowns, saying he would sign an executive order in coming days to dismantle what he called domestic terrorism networks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the president says he was sabotaged at the UN Tuesday, and he has the Secret Service investigating. He says the escalator he used suddenly stopped. The teleprompter didn't work for several minutes. And third, he said the sound was off during his speech. In Colombia, 23 miners trapped in a gold mine have been rescued after 43 hours.
People cheered as the first five emerged on their own power, using a rope to climb the steep entrance. Colombia's mining agency says the main entrance collapsed Monday due to a geomechanical failure. The mine is on land belonging to Canada's Aris Mining, but is operated by a local mining cooperative. Aris Mining says they provided the trapped workers with food, water, and ventilation during the rescue efforts. Families cheered and cried as each miner came out. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meta is racing to build its largest data center yet, a $10 billion facility in Louisiana, as big as 70 football fields. Local residents, some consumer groups, and other regulators say the massive center lacks transparency and key details are being withheld. This is SRN News. More abortion clinics are closing.
According to the Susan B. Anthony list, more than 40 facilities have shut their doors permanently so far this year. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfeltzer says, quote, life is winning. Imagine how many more clinics will shut down once they stop receiving $500 million in Medicaid money. Many of the closings are taking place in states such as California and Illinois, where Democrats hold sway and abortion is heavily protected and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court says a Vermont Christian school can participate in the state sports league. The decision overturns a previous one that upheld a ban on the school after it forfeited a high school girls' basketball game against a team with a male athlete. U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit has granted Mid-Vermont Christian School a preliminary injunction to rejoin the league as the legal battle continues. This is SRN News. While there may be trouble in Toyland,
while tariffs and years of teetering mall traffic have roiled much of the toy industry, Build-A-Bear investors continue reaping sizable gains. Shares of the toy retailer, which specializes in plush animals that consumers can make in-store, are up more than 60% since the start of the year, and the company's profits have soared to record after record in recent quarters. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Authorities in the San Francisco Bay Area say there's an aggressive squirrel that has injured at least two people, just runs right up to them and bites them. But officials do say squirrels are not vectors for rabies, and that's not a problem. They also say this particular squirrel just loves to bite people, but apparently he is not accompanied by a big tall moose. More details at srnnews.com.